Okay, listen, if you live in the Laconia area, right? First off, I don't even know how the city would all the people that are like living it, like I'm walking up the street, right? Because I forgot. So I go to the Concord Hospital, which is used to be LIGH. Okay, now I'm not an insurance appraiser, but I'll tell you this, okay? You do not have a fucking helipad on the parking lot of a hospital. Okay, with houses nearby, like literally 25 feet across the street, there's a helipad. There's no like plexiglass fence or anything. So in my mind, I say, oh well, I see the choppers, or you want to see an army commercial, be all you can be, and the helicopters are chopping, landing down, and people duck their heads because of the fucking turbulence of the wind. So riddle me this. When the flight comes in from Laconia, it takes off, and all those little pebbles that are scattered on the ground, and some little girl like gets loses an eye, or there's a window shattered because of the glass and stuff, and you didn't think that the turbulence of the air would have picked up some of these little pebbles and just strewn them through the air across the street like a feather in the wind. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding. So I go into my X-ray. I come back out. I forget my keys in my car like a fucking idiot. So I'm walking back, right? And I'm walking back like through the city hall, but I didn't see like the outhouses. So on my way back, I had to cut through. I cut through on the back part of the city hall a little further down where the outhouses were. So I see this little stream of water, which I think is water, but I'm getting a whiff of piss. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so up ahead is the two main outhouses. So I'm like, you're fucking shitting me, right? So I'm walking by the lady, right? And all you can smell is piss. I'm walking by the lady, and I says, I would hate to see what Skid Row smells like. If that's just like a week for a weekend worth of piss in there, and you're dumping it out right in the walkway of the behind the city hall. You're dumping it out, rolling, it's rolling down the hill, right? They put it on top of the hill, so the shit will roll down the hill, and she does it in the direction away from City Hall. But then it's gonna fall into the river. And I'm saying to myself, this is just the beginning of what is to come as far as fucking all the homeless living anywhere or everywhere. And now that the City Hall is saying, well, we're sick of people coming in trying to use the bathroom and nodding off and taking shits in here, and the mayor wants his fucking toilet gold and pristine. So take that, tell the homeless people, all the deplorables, if you will, whatever you want to call them, tell them to fucking piss in the outhouse. So in my head, I'm like, so you do this during the summer, you're gonna clean these outhouses fucking full of piss and shit. Right, dump it down the road. What is she? And then when I walk by, I didn't see like a cucka sucker, like a vacuum that sucks up the cucka. It's just like she was just draining the piss and see how full it was. And if it wasn't that full, they're just gonna leave that shit in there, throw some potpourri in there, and call it a fucking day. You know what I mean? So if you live in the Laconia area, I'm just dying to hear from you and see that none of you homeless people have took advantage of the broken down walkways that are on the public sidewalk that you could trip and fall. Nobody takes a header over the bridge crossing that they have with a canal. They have this little dam. Nobody's took it. Nobody's topsied over that when it had ass over tea kettle. As you're crossing the bridge, you get to the one pot. A huge divot in the pavement. The metal's rising up, and I'm like, wow, and none of these people that are homeless took advantage of any of these lawsuits that are just strewn about in this city. Like, I just, if there was massive, that's what I'm saying. Like, us from the city, we know how to take advantage of a situation. Do you know what I mean? And make it all work to our liking. And it seems like none of you people will do that. And I'll tell you this, the first dozen that do it, watch how fast your city changes. Okay? You go to like, let me see. You live on Blueberry Lane. Nothing but kids. Nothing but kids. Not a fucking speed bump to be had on that road. And you got guys flying up and down with their motorcycles because they got this little dick syndrome up here in New Hampshire. It's crazy. Like, if they the bigger the truck, the smaller the dick. I'm telling you that right now. And the ones that gotta rev the engine like right before they come home, so their wife hears them coming home, like, oh, here comes my wife, and here comes my fucking my other wife with her sled and shit, like, you know what I mean? Not a speed bump to be had in that one area, and we're talking an area that holds, you know, roughly 1,300 people, and most of them are families of four. Okay, and you don't have a speed bump. You don't have a speed bump in the parking lots or anything. You don't have a speed bump anywhere. Not only that, right? There's gaps, right? In Pearly Pond, there's gaps like on the side of the house. It's funny, they put up like cameras and shit. And the reason I say this because if you ever go down there, you will not be safe. You will not be safe. All right, so. So after like 3 years and all the shit that we had to deal with, people throwing fucking screws at our window and shit, and all these blind spots, the lighting sucks over there. Anybody can get mugged. So now they put these cameras up, right? And I'll let you know this: a camera right now cannot identify what is vape smoke, what is cigarette smoke, and what is marijuana smoke. So if anybody says, "Oh, I seen you on the camera and you were smoking," you could say that's fucking utterly total fucking bullshit, because this camera can't identify what smoke it is. So if I got a thing that looks like a joint, you're probably rolling up a cigarette. You know what I mean? Or you're smoking one of those dugout things that could have weed in it. Either which way, you can mitigate that to the ends of the earth in front of a judge. It's not going to work, right? Okay. So now they put up these stupid cameras up there, okay, for people's safety, as they say. So I'm walking around the joint, and I see all these blind spots, especially like the one on the side of my house. And I'm like, so not a light over here, so if my wife gets mugged, right, or takes a header, right, that's on you, that's on your property, like, you know what I mean, you have no light, and it's just sort of like, I'm gonna make a video of it, because this shit has to change for people. Do you know what I mean? You cannot be a city of 16,000 people and still say, we don't have to have sidewalks. Oh, we only need sidewalks in the most highest taxed residential areas. No, you get a fucking sidewalk for everywhere and anywhere, okay? Because somebody, we all know that there is more roads that ain't paved or have a sidewalk in this fucking city, and there's more alcoholics driving. So a catastrophe will soon happen. There should be an intersection light at Blueberry Lane. You know what I mean? Just for people to take turns and come out of the fucking street. It's just a total utter fucking shit show. The homeless people, right? So then not only that, right? You get to Pearly Pond, right? And I hope somebody lets Maureen hear this, because she needs that. These people need to hear this. So you go to Pearly Pond, right? You come in, and you know, again, there's not a speed bump from when you enter it, right? And then what they did, right, is we have trash cans. They made a fucking fence around the trash can. But behind it, and it just encompasses the little trash can, right? But there's all this grease, mud, and all this other type of shit that you can slip and take a fall and bust your ass, right? Not only the pothole that I'm driving over, right? So behind this trash can is nothing but tents, lawn chairs, fucking anything and everything to tell you that there's people living behind there. So I'm like, oh, that's even great. That's even better. So my kid can go take out the trash, right? Or my wife does, and then she comes back and she gets fucking mugged behind the trash can from somebody that lives in the fucking, that lives behind the trash in this place. Like, seriously, like, call the mayor and tell them, like, they're about to have a serious fucking lawsuit on their hands, because they don't seem to, like, really give a fuck about anything out here. And until people start taking advantages of this situation as far as suing them, what they really need to be is sued their pants off. I mean, even the walkway, if I go to my house, they use the back door. And the front door, we don't even have a key for the front door. So that means you can walk in the front door, whoever can sit in the front door and fall asleep in the hallway. And so, like, I go on the front door, or my kid goes on the front door and gets, you know, again, mugged or something like that, or kidnapped, I will fucking sue the pants off of Pearly Pond in Laconia, New Hampshire, 03246. It's your boy Wayne. Holla at me.